أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار لو أراد الله أن يتخذ ولدا لاصطفى مما يخلق ما يشاء سبحانه هو الله الواحد القهار صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, the opening ayahs of Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the revelation of this Quran, this kitab, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this command is for each and every one of us, that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, purity of niyat, and full dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this the ulama have written one very important aspect, and that is when we look at the hisab and kitab on the day of qiyamah, then on the day of qiyamah there will be wazan. Wazan means there will be weight. And the weightiness, the heaviness of a deed will be judged by his ikhlas and sincerity. So the heavier we want our amal to be in the akhirat, the greater degree of sincerity, the greater degree of dedication and purity of intention is required from our side. So the more ikhlas we have, inshallah, those amal also will be weightier on the scales on the day of qiyamah. In the second part, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to those who disbelieved in Allah Rabbul Izzat, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَا, and those who had taken besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protectors, friends, guardians. In other words, they were polytheists, they had ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the reasons why they had ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in their minds they would say, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى, that we did not worship these idols of ours, except that these idols will create closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here, especially the kuffar of Makkah, those before them, they began to believe that the angels are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we discussed already. And then the idols that they used to make, they used to portray these idols thinking that these idols were made in the shape, in the mold of the angels. They had some figment of an imagination of what an angel would look like. And then they made these idols in like how in their minds they would think the angels look. That is how they made these idols. And then their belief was that because these angels are so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that maybe if we worship these angels or these idols in the forms of these angels, then we will gain closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They had assumed, and the premises was this, that the kings of this world have courtiers, and if a person has some contact with a courtier, maybe he will gain closeness to the king. But we all know that as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, this will never be the case. The angels are such creations of Allah Rabbul Izzat that they will also dislike, and they do dislike whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. And hence, this is kufr, this is shirk. And hence, they also, the angels will also not be pleased with this. So this argument is absolutely and totally invalid. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ فِي مَا هُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between them in those matters in which they differed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ كَفَّارٌ. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide that person who is kadhib, that person who is a liar. And secondly, kafar, that person who is a mushrik, that person who is a kafir, a disbeliever, that his disbelief has reached such a level now that he begins to oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lies on the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Such people are deprived of the hidayat and the guidance from Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the next ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the similar issue but in a different way. That these people used to say that the angels are the daughters of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The Yahud and the Nasara, they used to say that Hazrat Uzair and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam are the sons of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And it was never possible that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will beget any offspring, any son or any daughter for that matter. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are here, very hypothetically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لو أراد الله أن يتخذ ولدا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, if it was the will of Allah Rabbul Izzat to have a child, to have given birth to a child, لَاصْطَفَى مِمَّا يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have certainly had chosen from whatever He created whomsoever He desired. It was not necessary then that it had to be Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, that it had to be Hazrat Uzair alayhi salam, it had to be the angels. Allah ta'ala could have chosen whomsoever Allah Rabbul Izzat wanted, if it was Allah's irada, if it was Allah's intention. The truth and the reality is this, it was never the intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give birth to any child or offspring or whatever we may call it. But the other important aspect is this, that مِمَّا يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاء, from that which Allah had created. Now if Allah created, then Allah could have never given birth to anything. Subhana, glory be to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is free from all fault. This is a blemish, this is a fault, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clears our minds and removes from our minds all these types of thoughts and beliefs. Huwa Allah al-wahidul qahhar. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and only. We cannot base analogies, taking us as examples and basing them on Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is not permissible, that is not possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and alone, and al-qahhar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omnipotent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely dominant, and Allah Rabbul Izzat is not in need of any kind of offspring or any form of children. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.